This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last week I informed you that we were setting up a ship tracking station. I can now tell you that our AIS marine vessel tracking system is up and running. It can be accessed on the internet by typing marine vessel traffic into Google. I say again, marine vessel traffic. Click on the live maps, then marine traffic to display the world map showing all the thousands of vessels. Drag and zoom into our part of the world and click on a boat near us. If we are tracking it, the details will show the source as terrestrial AIS. We will change the name to VK5SR, Surge, when we figure out how to. It seems to be working extremely well, tracking numerous vessels at once up to 100 kilometres out to sea and from the Victoria-South Australian border all the way up to Robe. Norbert, VK5MQ, who is presently working at Casey Station in Antarctica and signing as VK0AI, has been busy on FT8. An email to one of our members the other day stated that he has worked quite a few local VK5 stations, as well as many others in VK and DX stations, in the very limited free time that he has had available. It's understood that he hopes to get more on-air time before his scheduled return to warmer climes. Progress continues on a number of our club projects, not the least of which is our 2024 annual convention. The Sunday night dinner will be a key feature of the event again this year, thanks to the continuing efforts of member David, VK5HDW's wife, who, for a number of years now, has provided awesome meals at a very frugal cost for those who have been able to attend. A huge thank you, Sandy. Last week we were successful in amending our constitution to bring it into line with current legislation with regard to having our books audited. Sometimes a tricky and contentious exercise, the change was discussed, formulated and voted on in record time and with a minimum of fuss, just the way it should be. Other projects are quietly and efficiently beginning to happen as members band together to make things get mobile. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending on when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held next Friday, the 1st of March, with hunters arriving at the start a little bit after 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. Our new start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Our March meeting is on Friday the 15th at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. This month's presentation will be from Scott, VK2JAX, on the Hermes Lite 2, an open-source direct conversion software-defined transceiver. As usual, check out the AREG website for more information on this and other upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. The regular crowd enjoyed the usual fourth Friday lunch at the Blackwood RSL on Friday, and unfortunately, due to medical appointments, I was again unable to attend. getting old really sucks for the amount of time one has to spend going to talk to the medical profession. I had an interesting half hour inside a CT scan machine. If you know anybody who might be willing or interested in giving us a presentation at a club meeting later in the year, please get in touch with Greg, VK5ZBD, at gjweaver@adam.com.au. He'll contact them and follow up and try and arrange a suitable date. The subject does not have to be about amateur radio. There are many other interesting subjects that we would love to hear about, such as cybersecurity, safe internet usage, email usage and clients, etc. For the March technical session on Saturday the 2nd, starting at 10 a.m, I thought that we might have a look at some easy VHF-UHF antennas that I have made, as there are a number of new members and others that are taking advantage of the cheap 2-metre 70cm radios available at the moment. It might help them to make it into the repeaters using something with a bit of gain rather than the short rubber ducky sticks that usually come with the units when purchased. Anybody else is welcome to bring their antennas as well. If there are any commercial units that people have, it would be good to have a look at them as well. I will have a simple vertical dipole, a J-pole, a half-wave flower pole, and an RG58 collinear to show you. There will be some documentation on all of these, and I should be able to provide URL links for further information. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It is a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays. All are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au, and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now for the latest WISN SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators, enthusiasts and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the WISA Australian Committee. An important note for your diaries. The next WISA Australian Net will be held next Sunday, the 3rd of March 2024 at 2000 hours local time, which just happens to be the next weekend, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network. The Net on the 3rd of March will be a special event net incorporating the WISA Australian Digital Working Group, which has recently been formed. WISA Australian Digital Format Working Group, which is being championed by Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5HSX and his team, will be hosting this net on Sunday the 3rd of March, and following the initial net will be trialling the JS8 call digital messaging format, which the digital group has been working on and has been formed by members to advise and develop digital messaging modes that might be suitable to enhance our capabilities in the field for WISA Australia. Everyone is invited to participate in this net, and if you are a WISA Australia member or one of our wonderful volunteers, over the next week you will be receiving an email from Arno, VK5ZAR, inviting you to participate in this net and trial of the JS8 call digital messaging software, with a Zoom link attached to the email so that Zoom can be accessed on the night. A Zoom link will be sent by Arno VK5ZAR via email during the week for those amateurs who may require assistance with setup of JS8 in real time or with questions in relation to setting up their transceivers on the night. You do need to download the JS8 digital software prior to the night, and it's free, and have it installed on your PC or laptop to be able to participate in the special net. And you can download it from, if you got your pens and paper ready, from https://// Juliet Sierra numeric number 8 call at call.com. I say again, now that you have your pencils ready, the download site is https://// Juliet Sierra numeric number 8 Charlie Alpha Lima Lima .com. Most modern transceivers have a sound card built into them these days, and it's merely the task of connecting a CAT USB cable to the back of the transceiver, then to the PC or laptop. It can also be achieved by using a single link device or other devices which are compatible to interface the sound card. We are inviting all amateurs to participate in this net and to assist us in trialling whether JS8 is an effective mode for communication in the field for YSA Australia, but also is it an effective mode of communication for you to communicate from your home QTH to other amateurs. Our Zoom link is capable of hosting 100 amateur radio operators on the night. If you have further questions prior to the night, or you need clarification, please refer to the YSA Australian Facebook page and messages on there. You do not have to be a YSAN SA member or volunteer to participate in this net, and all licensed amateurs, no matter what your license level, are welcome to participate in this net. So don't be afraid of pushing that PTT button and come up for a chat. And as I said, everyone is warmly welcome to participate in the YSA Australian local net on the Adelaide Link Repeater Network. We are also seeking expressions of interest and registrations of interest for ham radio operator volunteers, as there are still a few vacancies to assist with the up-and-coming event of the Shannon's Rally of the Heartland around Barra and surrounds over the 26th to 28th of April 2024. What a great way to spend a social weekend with fellow amateur radio operators and put your skills and equipment to good use. You can register for this event by registering online via the internet for the Shannon's Rally of the Heartland and register as a YSAN volunteer, or you can find the webpage just by typing the title into Google. You can also register by contacting the President of YSA Australia via the contacts link of the YSA Australia webpage. Just Google us or check the YSA Australia out on Facebook. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the YSA Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or chatting to you on the YSA Net next Sunday, the 3rd of March, on the Adelaide Link Repeater Network at 2000 hours local time. 73 all, and stay safe.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's meeting was a lecture by Mark, VK5QI, one of AREG's main gurus, and it was about fox hunting equipment and techniques. He gave us a rundown on the way fox hunting events have developed over the years, and then we saw the types of Yagi antennas used, as well as the receivers and attenuator devices required for effective location of hidden transmitters. We were shown a video that he had made of a nighttime fox hunt taken from his dash cam. And then Mark had hidden some transmitters both inside the hall and outside. And we all had a try at locating them. So many thanks to Mark, VK5QI, for a great lecture and demonstrating on fox hunting. Now, AREG has regular fox hunts, and the next one is next Friday, the 1st of March 2024. Full details are on the AREG website. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.